Welcome to this month's installment of Author Audio, brought to you by Quality Progress Magazine and ASQ, the global voice of quality. My name is Amanda Hangle, assistant editor for Quality Progress. This month, I'm speaking with the author of the April 2014 cover story, Looping in Quality. Dele Albafala is the director of quality within the Vehicle Group North American region at Eaton Corporation in Galesburg, Michigan. His article discusses the Quality Loop Framework, which provides organizations with a structured approach to integrating quality throughout the product assembly process, ultimately helping to improve the quality of the end product. Thank you so much for speaking with me today, Dele.
You're welcome. I'm happy to be here.
Your article starts out by discussing how manufacturing plants face a particular challenge with quality in assembly operations. The solution to this challenge for a lot of organizations is to add more inspectors along the process. Why is this not the right way to go about improving quality in the assembly process?
There are many possible sources of defects in a manufacturing process. Therefore, adding more inspectors throughout the manufacturing process leads to higher operating costs without effectively addressing the quality issues. In addition, it does not provide feedback to the workstation creating the defect because there's no link between the inspectors and the operators at the workstation. In many cases, the inspection activities are not effective in preventing repeat quality issues.
In the article, you explain an approach organizations can use to integrate quality into the assembly process from the workstation to the customer, called the Quality Loop Framework. How does this approach offer organizations a better method for managing product assembly quality and ultimately help make a better product?
Yeah, thank you. This approach represents the integration of metrics and ownership of quality from the workstation to the customer. Ownership of quality is defined and aligned at appropriate levels in the organization. For example, in this approach, the operators own quality at the workstation, and the production supervisors slash group leader owns quality at the zone level. It also integrates quality verification and validation into the assembly process. By connecting the verification and validation activities with the workstation through the quality loops, quality is built in at the workstation, which ensures a better product quality.
So one of the important aspects of the Quality Loop Framework is forming a cross-functional action team. Why is this an important part of implementing the approach?
Cross-functional team is an important part of the Quality Loop Framework to ensure continuous resolution of quality issues. Typically, cross-functional teams include skilled personnel from engineering, manufacturing, engineering, quality, maintenance, and production. So by having the cross-functional team, it provides an effective approach for analyzing root cause of quality issues and implementing permanent corrective actions from various functional aspects, such as changing the standard work or implementing mistake-proofing devices. Thus, the product quality and customer satisfaction will continue to improve as the cross-functional team continues to address quality issues at the source.
So what would you say are some of the biggest challenges to implementing the Quality Loop Framework, and how can organizations overcome them?
Yeah, thank you. Some of the challenges to implement Quality Loop Framework could be: 1, resistance to change. Aligning ownership of quality at various levels of manufacturing may be new to the plant, and thus will create some resistance from plant personnel. To overcome this challenge, plant management should conduct awareness and training to all plant personnel about the benefits of implementing the approach, such as cost saving to the plant and improved product quality before embarking on the journey to implement Quality Loop Framework. challenge that the plant may face is aligning quality loop metrics to performance metrics. In some cases, if the current plant leadership and production personnel performance metrics are different from the quality loop metrics, the plant leadership will be less motivated or even disengaged from implementing the approach. So to overcome this challenge, the plant should ensure that key quality metrics are part of the plant leadership performance metrics. Thus, plant leadership will be motivated to implement the approach in order to achieve their performance goals.
Finally, for someone reading this article and listening to this interview and wanting to begin implementing this approach in their plant, what advice would you give them to get started?
Yes, my advice would be to start by analyzing the history and cost of product quality, including inspection activities to the business. So by understanding the historical costs and challenges of product quality, then the plant should engage the leadership team to understand the current challenges and also understand the quality loop approach. Once the team understands and buys in to this approach, the implementation process will be much easier. They can also contact me for advice and guidance.
Well, thank you again, Dele, for taking the time to speak with us today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure talking to you.
Again, you can find the feature article, Looping in Quality, in the April 2014 issue of Quality Progress magazine, as well as on our website, www.qualityprogress.com. This is Amanda Hankel of Quality Progress magazine, and thanks for listening.